Welcome back to the Sweet Side of Life podcast with your host, Mr. Sweets and Mrs. Sweets.
What is wrong with you? You sound like you're having a stroke.
This is Hitting the Streets with the Sweets, folks. We haven't done one of these in a hot minute. We are currently in the car, which is the streets part of the Hitting the Streets. And where are we headed, my love?
To the airport.
Where are we going after the airport?
Hopefully to Vegas.
Hopefully.
Well, our flight's delayed.
Ah.
So
it is now Thursday afternoon. We are en route to go to Vegas for Memorial Day weekend. We've been talking about this weekend for a while now. It is officially here. We are ready to rock and roll.
Yay!
Half of our group is already in Vegas waiting for us, and the other half's coming up tomorrow. And
we're the middle half.
We're the middle half. We're like halfsies of both. So, are you excited?
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
All right, that was like the first one wasn't very convincing. So, folks, if case you haven't caught on, tomorrow, which is Friday, we're just going to be doing a lot of the local stuff. So we're going to hit our tiki bars, and apparently we're going to go to a miniature golf place called Swingers, which is perfect. We're going to do some of that. And then Saturday, we're going to go to the Whispers pool party from noon to 5. And then we're going to come back to Whispers Saturday night for the back to school, sexy schoolgirl theme.
Yep.
And then on Sunday, we're going to the Flirts pool party from 12 to 5. So, if you guys are in Vegas.
And I did bring Cards Against Humanity.
You did. All right, well, like I said, that's going to be strip Cards Against Humanity. I don't know how we'll make that work, but we'll figure it out. But, we're rolling out with a big group of friends. We got Tom and Liz, our Michigan friends. We got
Sam and Cole.
Sam and Cole.
And the Palm Springs couple.
Palm Springs couple. And we're all staying in the same hotel, not same room, but the same hotel. So we'll see how that pans out. And then,
chaos is about to ensue.
Vegas ain't ready for this.
The strip.
Yeah, sounds like a reality show. So, we just wanted to get out there really quick. So, if anybody's out there in the Vegas area and you're going to be going to these parties or, you know, you want to come hang out, we are there. If you see us, come up and hello. Say hello. We're all down to hang out. And we just wanted to reach out really quick, talk about a couple of quick things. So, over our anniversary weekend, we...
And by we, you mean you.
What?
You just keep talking. We want to talk about a couple of things, and you're like, and moving on.
You're not interjecting. You're looking at me like with the, I don't even know. All right, take it away.
Okay, stop talking.
Take it away, Mrs. Sweets.
Over our anniversary weekend, you had planned a short evening for us.
Now let's get to the point.
Get to the chorus, stop Boris, or what did you say?
Don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Get to the chorus. So we did some speakeasies.
Yes, we did.
And that was fun. There was 52 Realms, which was really cool. It was like a Chinese-themed speakeasy. Yep. And then we did, after that, we went to a tiki bar speakeasy called Forbidden Cove.
Yep.
Very cool as well. And then...
I just wanted to see if it was short or
what. Oh, and then we had planned for us to go to the House of Black.
Yes.
So we went to the House of Black. The theme was trailer park tees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually already posted the pictures on TikTok.
Yes, you did.
Can I get some credit for that?
Finally.
We had pictures that were TikTok appropriate because my shirt hadn't come off yet.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, it came off. Yes. I think you ripped it in half, and then
yes.
It came off.
I ripped it like Hulk Hogan style.
Yeah. And that was actually really interesting. We had never been to the House of Black, so this was our first time going.
We've heard many different things about it, yeah. but we didn't know really what to expect.
Yeah, and we definitely had heard, like, mixed reviews, mostly good, but honestly, it wasn't anything like I was picturing at all.
No.
It was, it's in this, like, industrial building on, like, the top floor of, I don't even know, like...
just a random-ass building in the back of an industrial
building. Yeah, it was super random. And basically, it kind of goes in a circle. So, yeah. like, you enter, and then as you're walking you through, essentially you go through a circle, like a loop.
Yep.
And all the rooms have windows that you can see into them if they're actually rooms. Then there's, like, a big open space with, like, a doctor's table and a St. Andrew's cross and some other tables.
Some benches.
Benches, spanking benches, and a bunch of other, like, just, it's obviously, like, people say BDSM, but it's really kink, I think, kink-focused.
Yeah.
You know, it has
BDSM elements, obviously. But it's got a lot of different other kink stuff.
Yeah, a lot of other kink stuff. So,
cages.
It seemed really clean to me.
Yeah, very clean.
And it was... like, it wasn't too hot. I know we've been to some places where it's like, oh my gosh, it's disgustingly hot.
No, it was very comfortable.
Yeah, they had fans everywhere, and it was a comfortable temperature.
And one thing I will say really quick is a lot of, at least on this particular night, it was an LS night. They have nights that are BDSM, and excuse me, and they're dry nights, so you can't bring liquor in, and it's whatever. But this was an LS event.
Yeah.
And... a lot of LS places we go to feels very clicky, but I didn't feel that at this.
No, I could definitely tell. Like, you could tell people who go there regularly.
Yes.
And most of them were actually kind of pseudo-working the event. Like, they had tags on.
Yeah.
But you could tell there was definitely a large group of the people there knew each other. Like,
yeah.
I could tell there was people who came together, and you could also, like, the dynamic... so basically when you walk in, let me just get back to this really fast, because then it kind of says how I was, like, seeing all of this stuff, and I wasn't being creepy. Like,
okay.
So you walk in and there's, like, and we did a tour, right? But there's nobody in the back when you first get there. They don't open the back really until about 10 o'clock. So when they close the doors, kind of similar to what Flirts did. Yeah. They close the doors, no one's in, no one's out. Well, you can go out, but you just can't come back in.
You can't leave.
Yeah, you can leave, but you just can't come back in. So,
California.
So then everybody's kind of congregating in this, like, front room area.
It's,
and
like,
it's tiny. It's where the bar is. It's where we took our pictures. There's a little area with a couch, and then off of it there's, like, a little patio if you're a smoker to go smoke, and it's, like, all enclosed, but it's a patio. But anyway, so it's a little small area, so everybody's kind of in that area initially. So what I saw was, I could definitely tell there was a large group of the people there. They definitely knew each other. They had, you know, a lot of connection between them and friends. You know, you could tell they were friends. There was a small group of people, maybe four or six, that were sitting on a couch that they looked like they came together. So, or they met there. Like, they met up there. Not they met there, but they met up there. So they all came with their intention of being with each other. And they were in their little group over on the couch. And then there was another, same thing, another foursome that they knew each other. But then the rest of the people, I just felt like they knew each other, but it didn't feel clicky. Everyone was super friendly. Like, they came, like, multiple people came up to us. You know, they could, obviously they knew. I mean, and this is, we had talked about this. This was the first event that we have done, I think, since... we used to go to Inferno in Palm Springs years ago.
Yeah.
That we have been somewhere where we didn't know one person.
Yeah.
Well, besides each other, obviously.
We didn't have any friends roll with us because, actually, we didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, because it was our anniversary, yeah. And we were kind of like, we didn't know what to expect, and so we were just...
I wanted to keep the night free where we didn't have any, like...
And if we decided to change our mind and not go to...
yeah, I didn't want people to go to their meet us and we turn around and left.
Yeah.
So we just kept it easy for us.
Yeah, so we didn't tell anybody we were going. Well, I didn't even know we were going because it was... the whole the whole thing that we did for our anniversary was a surprise. But
I did tell you about the House of Blackbird.
Oh yeah, later in the month. So we didn't tell anybody. So nobody was there that we knew, which was the first time, like I said, in a really long time, years that that has happened.
Yeah.
So definitely people could tell, like, obviously, I mean, we weren't with another couple, so we weren't like just chatting with them. And we weren't, and they knew we were new to House of Black because they gave us the tour, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so people knew we were new and they knew they could see us. Anyway, everybody was super welcoming, I guess is my point. Like,
yes.
Multiple people came up to us to say hi and, you know, oh, they do allow single guys there. So there was some gentlemen that came up and talked, different guys that came up and talked to us, but they didn't have their wives there. So they were like, oh, I do have, you know, a spouse, but she's working.
Like, I do have one of those too, but
yeah,
she's not here
or whatever. So there was multiple people that we talked to in that way as well. But anyway, it was, I felt very welcomed and I felt very safe.
Yeah.
They were very, like, before they opened the doors, they did this whole thing about, you know, consent is consent and what the safe word is for the whole place. Like, you can have your individual safe words, but if you say, like, their safe word, then that means, like, people who work there will come to see what is going on.
Plus, everybody in the group knows what that word is, and then you're going to immediately, like, look up and see what's happening.
Yeah, so it was, and then because they keep everything, like, you can't close any doors in any of the rooms. You can put a,
like a chain.
Like a, it's like a rope, a cord. What is, like, basically what you would, like, mark off, like, a bar with or whatever, like a little whatever, I don't know,
let's just call it a chain.
A chain. It wasn't a chain. Like a velvet rope. It was a velvet rope.
Okay,
so
glad we got that figured out.
Well, a chain just sounds so like industrial and like
it's in an industrial
harsh,
park,
but it was like a velvet rope. Basically, you can like block the door off with to the outside so people can still see in, obviously, and then there was a huge ass window, but that basically says like, hey, we're playing without you, don't come in here unless we invite you in, like this is private view, for private only you can view.
Yes.
So if you're not willing to be watched or a voyeur yourself, this may not be the spot for you, because there were no private rooms.
No, this is very, very voyeur and exhibitionist
gear. Yeah,
which I'm totally down with.
Yeah,
that
we're definitely both of those, exhibitionists and voyeurs, so it works.
Yeah, it was like we were at the zoo. We could just like walk.
You can't say that.
It's great. We're like walking window to window, and you could like watch each show, and then you scoot 5 feet to the left, and you got a new show, and it was like.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a ton of people there, but I guess it was kind of a busier night for them, from what I overheard.
It felt busy for that room. Yeah.
But yeah, it felt busy for the space, but it didn't feel like, it's like some place we go, it's like super crowded. It wasn't, I didn't feel that way. We saw some kink stuff. Like I saw a guy like who was wearing nail, like he had put on these nails and he was like rubbing his nails all over this woman's body. And then I saw, obviously there was like a threesome in one of the rooms. And then there was a foursome in one of the rooms. And then we parallel played a little bit with a couple that was in the, there's a stripper pole room.
Yeah.
They were already in there fucking and you're like, let's go.
I'm pretty sure you're the one that said let's go.
I don't think so.
You're the one that guided me over to the couch. Yes, please. Take credit where credit is due.
So, I blew you while he was fucking her, and then you touched her a bit, but I was good where I was at. So yeah, there, we did that, and then they had this bed that had, like, at the foot of it, it had, like, a guillotine type of situation.
Stockade.
Oh, stockade, not guillotine. Don't shut my head off. I guess it could if there was
it's missing a whole piece, but yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, a stockade. There was like a stockade thing at the foot of the bed, so I got in that, and that was fun, actually, until I was ready to get out, and then we couldn't get it out, and then it started freaking me out that I couldn't get out of it.
Well, yeah, because you're like, we're like playing around a little bit, and you're like, okay, I'm done, and I was like, all right, so I started getting off the bed, and you're like, I'm done, I'm like, okay, And then I go to the thing and I start trying to lift it up, and you know, it's a restraining device. It's not supposed to be something that you just very easily
lift up.
And I didn't know the secret to this stockade because it was my first time ever operating a stockade. So you're like, let's go, come on. And I'm like shaking the wood,
trying to figure out.
I'm like trying to, and then I found out it's like you had to lift up and then pull towards you and then lift up. Then there's like increments. So it was like internally locked, but it wasn't locked.
Yeah.
I just had to figure out like the combination.
Which way to get it up.
But what's interesting is underneath that bed, there was a cage. And there was like people inside the cage frolicking. And
we were on top of the bed. But not when we were on it. But then later, when we circled back, there was a couple fucking and her sitting on his face and all the things. And then there was I didn't look too hard to see if it was one or two people, if it was a guy or a girl. But I saw legs, basically.
Yeah, I just looked down. I heard giggling and I saw.
So there was somebody underneath in the little cage underneath the bed there. So we watched that for a bit. I'm trying to think what else we saw while we were there. I saw a guy get a bunch of chains out, but I never saw what he did with them. So I don't know if I missed it or if he just decided to put it away. Yeah. There was another couple that I was walking by and he was getting ropes out. It was a foursome. And he was getting ropes out and I was like, ooh, are you going to do Shibari? And he was like, you're more than welcome to join us. And I went to go find you, but then we got sidetracked on something else, I think.
I would have had to have been in the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe you're in the
or something.
I think you're probably in the bathroom, because it was a room right by the bathroom.
Yeah, because we didn't like separate.
So I think it was.
Sometimes at parties we separate a bit, but here we were definitely.
Not when we're just the only ones and we don't know anybody else. But I think it was because it was the room that was right outside of that bathroom. So okay, I think I was just standing there looking in, watching them, and then that's when he said that, and I was like, well, let me go get my husband, and then I think we got side. That might be when I got on the stockade thing. I'm not sure, but anyway, we got sidetracked, so we didn't end up going back over there, which happens a lot when someone's drinking. And
and then later we talked to like, what happened? You were supposed to come over. We're like, what? Oh shit, that's right. But anyways.
Yeah. So what else did I see while I was there? What did you see? I mean, we're all there.
Everything you said is pretty much what sticks in my mind.
I didn't see as much like kink stuff as I thought I would, but I guess because you said it was an LS night. But there were also a lot of people there who, I think that's their spot, you know. So I would imagine they've got a little.
Well, I think like what it is like the Friday night before that event was a BDSM night. And that was a dry event.
Okay.
And realistically, most people, I can't say most, but it seems from what I've noticed is most people that are into, like, truly into BDSM and kink, they take it really seriously, and they take a lot of safety precautions, which is why
the dry nights.
So I think, like, on a night like that, we're going to see bondage light. We're going to see kink light.
Yeah.
We're just going to see people that are just kind of messing around and having fun with it. Because what I was reading is, like, on normal nights when they do, like, the full-on BDSM nights, they put on, like, full-on clinics, and it's like, a scheduled event, and it's pretty intense. In my mind, I would like to say I'd like to go there, but I would have to pre-party.
Yeah.
And then show up, because I have no interest in doing the kinks, per se, but I wouldn't mind, you know, watching them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can't do LS sober. That's just... My introvertness and my shyness would not allow for such things to happen.
Yeah.
So I would definitely have to pre-party.
Yeah. So overall, I think our decision was we definitely would go back.
Yeah.
It was fun. People were super nice.
And it's close enough. It's nice to have another close venue.
It's not far from us.
It's in the San Diego area.
Yeah, it's just the reason it's taken us so long is it's in an area that we don't like frequent. Like, it's not you're gonna just like find yourself in this area for some random reason. Like,
you really have to go there,
and that's why it worked out with the tiki bar, and then the other speakeasy and everything. We're all kind of in the same area, so it really did end up working out as being like a really, you know, good night.
And also, I just since it is such a destination, and since we've heard mixed reviews about it, I didn't want to waste a date night going all the way out there, getting a hotel, and then having it be a letdown.
Yeah, so you just wasted our anniversary night.
No. I was able to blend it in with a bunch of other fun stuff. No, so if for some reason, if it was a letdown, then it wasn't as big of a...
We would have gone back to one of the other bars.
Yeah, 1,000% I would have turned around and left again. So it worked out. But now that we know what it is, definitely want to go back. In fact, they're having, I want to say it's in August or September, they're having their, I think it's 20-year anniversary, 15 or 20-year anniversary party. And I would imagine that's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
So I'd like to try to get out to one of those and just...
They were telling us about another party, but we were like, oh, no, we're in Vegas. They're doing something this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think, because then people who are in the area might want to go. What was it? Damn it.
Well, check it out.
Yeah, check it out on House of Black's website.
Houseofblack.com.
Yeah. And they're doing some sort of event this weekend.
Yes.
Because they were all like, oh, you have to come. Oh, it's prom, right? Was it prom?
Prom is coming up, but I don't know if it was
maybe
this
not.
Weekend.
Anyway, check it out if you're in the area and you want to check it out.
Yeah, if you're in the San Diego area.
Yeah, they're having some bigger events this weekend. But again, we were going to Vegas, so we couldn't commit to anything. But yeah, so that's that. So
two thumbs up. We're definitely going to go back. Speaking of things coming up, we got a lot of stuff coming. We got June 12th. I don't know, mid-June sometime. We're doing a local pool party.
I thought it was the 21st.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyways, it's gonna be on our websites and all that stuff. We'll talk about it soon as it comes up. But that's open invite. So if you're in the area of Southern California and you would like to come party, that's gonna be a really fun one. And then we're gonna be in Long Beach here soon for some music. And
yeah, we're doing Cali Vibes.
Then we got Bia Vita's parties are coming up. We got EDR coming up. Yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff, guys. So all of this stuff is in our Cassidy, in our community. So if you go online, you can find all that information by searching up the Sweet Side of Life community. And all of our events are posted in there. And you can also text our text sex line. I don't have it in my brain, but it'll be in the description for this podcast. So
it's also, you've said it on a million other podcasts.
Yes.
So.
I have been getting a lot of nudities pictures, and I've been loving it. But we got our first penis the
our
other day.
Our dick pic.
We got our first dick pic.
And it was tattooed.
Yeah, it was a
The dick was tattooed.
It was a tattoo of a dick on a dick. So yeah, that was the first. It kind of took me by surprise because we've been getting photos from this couple for a while, and I was like, I saw a photo come through. I'm like, ooh, and all of a sudden it was like, boom,
dick, pic.
Dick in my face. So I was like, oh, so I showed it to you when I got home, and yes. So it was all good fun. We love it, guys. So keep the pictures coming. Keep the stories coming, questions. In our next full-length podcast, we're going to discuss in depth one of our emails from our listeners. But I have one more thing before we end this show.
What's up, babe?
So, I'm sure you guys have heard, we go back and forth with the Swingers Couch podcast. And I've mentioned it before. There's an app out there called Discord. And it's basically like a unadulterated, uncensored... kind of like
except for the bot censors you.
The bots can be set up to censor you. Fuck them bots. But it's like basically like a chat group, and within the chat, the community, there's a bunch of different rooms for whatever it is you're looking for. So anyways, Swingers Couch podcast started one a while back called Swingers Paradise. And I'm in there, and I go talk with a lot of people, and I've been getting shit because apparently I haven't advertised it properly on the podcast. So this is the advertisement, guys. Check it out. Swingers Paradise Discord. I am going to put the direct links, which you just click on it and it'll take you directly to the channel. And then you join it and you go into the start here or welcome center room, and then just follow all the directions. Before you know it, you'll be seeing pictures of Autumn Sin's culito. And I haven't posted any culitos in there. I've posted your tatas in there a few times, but
have you now?
I have. Great responses. But anyway, so Make sure you check it out, guys. The Swinger Paradise Discord. Like I said, the link will be in the description of the podcast. And I think we're in traffic now, so I really need to pay attention.
Yeah.
And we're getting really close to the airport.
Hopefully.
So, that being said,
while enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you, too. How do I stop this thing?